Bhagavad Gita 5.7 Yoga Yukto Vishuddhatma Vijitatma Jitendriha Sarvabhutatma Bhutatma Kurvanapi na Lipyate. Yoga Yukto, one who is engaged in yoga, Vishuddhatma, one whose Atma is purified. The word Atma can refer to the soul, the mind, the intelligence, and also the Supreme Lord. In this context, usually it is used to refer to the intelligence. Vijitatma, the mind has been conquered, won over. Jitendriya, one who has controlled the senses. Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma, one who is the soul of all souls. We'll see what this means. Kurvan Api Na Lipyate, a person, even while acting, does not become entangled by reactions. So, Krishna is now continuing the description of Karma Yoga and is explaining how it is that while practicing Karma Yoga, a person doesn't become bound. Yoga Yukto Vishuddhatma. So it is mentioned here that Krishna had told in the previous verse, it is 5.6, that Yoga Yukto Munir Brahma Achirena Adhigacchati, that the Muni is engaged in yoga Achirena, soon, without much difficulty, without much delay, can attain perfection. Ajain Brahman. So now Krishna is continuing that theme over here. Yoga Yukto, engaged in yoga. Vishuddhatma, the purified soul. So now, Vishuddhatma. Now if you see, although this translation can be made, the Atma can be translated in different ways. We see earlier that Krishna used in 3.40 how Indriyani Mano Buddhir Asyadhishthana Muchyate Etair Vimoha Yatyesha Jnanamavritya Dehinam. The senses, the mind and the intelligence are considered to be the residing places of lust. So here it is mentioned that these three are purified in this particular verse 5.7. Vijitatma, Yogayukta, Vishuddhatma, Vijitatma, Jitendriya. The senses, the mind and the intelligence are purified. So now of course the specifics are slightly different. Vishuddhatma, Vijitatma, Jitendriya. So the intelligence, it's said it's purified. The pure-hearted soul also, this can also mean that. But let's take this and try to understand this particular line of thought and correlate how the person is free from the inner captivation by lust, from having the inner knowledge acquiring sources hijacked by lust. So here it is stated that Vishuddhatma, now the soul is covered over by the subtle body and the gross body. And the subtle body is the template on which the gross body is built. So whatever the state of our subtle body at present, that is what we will attain in future. That is the kind of form that we will get in our future. Sadatad bhav bhavitaha. Krishna will talk about this later in 8.6. At this stage, Krishna focuses primarily on explaining how Karma Yoga keeps the soul free from bondage. So, now our body, it is not that our body is bound. And the materialistic people often appear to be far more free than even religious people. These people avoid going to certain places, they go regularly to certain places. So it may seem that from the physical point of view, religious people are more restricted than the materialistic people. But in this case, the visible is the delusional. What we see is not the reality. Rather, or to the contrary, what we see is the opposite of the reality. So the visible is delusional. The materialistic people, although they may seem to be free to go here or there, they are all bound because there are so many desires in their subconscious, in their subtle body. Asha, pasha, chatair, baddha, kama, krodha, parayana. Krishna says, asha, pasha, chatair, baddha. They are bound by hundreds and thousands of desires. Now, when someone is bound by desires to such a magnitude, then what is the solution? What is the way ahead for that person? The way ahead is by striving to overcome illusion. Is by striving to overcome the illusory feeling that I am free. So at least we as devotees can use Shastra Chakshu and understand that there are ropes which are there in the subtle body which are dragging a person here and there. And those ropes are not there when Vishuddhatma Abhijitatma Jitendriyaha, when the intelligence is pure. At that time, the impure intelligence is not able to understand what is actually pleasurable and what is not pleasurable, what is adorable and what is abominable. So the impure intelligence makes the abominable seem adorable, makes the unconscionable seem irresistible, makes the makes that which is filthy seem to be very cool, very trendy. But when the intelligence is pure, then one can see clearly what I should do, what I should not do. Now, beyond that, now we may sometimes know what to do and what not to do, and still the mind remains restless. I want to do it, I want to do it, I want to do it. So then, Vijitatma, it is mentioned that not only is the intelligence pure, but the mind has also been conquered. When the mind is conquered, now Krishna will talk about this concept of Jitatma. So he says later in 6.7, Jitatmanah Prashantasya. When the mind is conquered, then Prashantasya, one becomes very deeply peaceful. So when the intelligence is pure, then it can by repeatedly disciplining the mind, conquer the mind, purify the mind. The mind becomes peaceful. And then similarly, Jitendriyaha. Indriya is senses. Jitendriya is one who has conquered the senses. So, who can conquer the senses? The person who recognizes the senses of a mislead. And in that sense, the senses are enemies, and in that sense, the senses need to be controlled and conquered. So the person who understands this can strive to control and conquer it. Now, I can imagine how wonderful life will be when all these inner misdirectors, our inner faculty, the mind, intelligence and ego, often they misdirect us towards undesirable things. So when all of them are directed in the proper direction, how wonderful life will be. You can just imagine. Sarva-bhuta-atma, bhuta-atma, such a person becomes the well-wisher of all living beings. Sarva-bhuta-atma, bhuta-atma. It's almost like, it's a compound word here. It's a complex compound word. Now, in English, there are complex compound sentences. We're not talking about that. Compound word means that two words come together and make a compound word, and complex means it's complicated. So, bhutatma, bhutatma, what it means is becomes the soul of all souls. That means that the person becomes so dear to everyone. Normally, what alienates people from us and us from people is conflict of interests. You know, when we are self-centered, then people get alienated. But when we are not self-centered, when we are Krishna-centered, then we become spiritually selfless. And as spiritually selfless beings, we can actually help others. In many valuable ways. So, that is the important thing that we can work on. Kurvan api na lipyate, kurvan api. Even if we act in this way, even if we act, still such a person na lipyate will not become bound, will not become entangled, because internally there is no attachment. It is attachment that causes entanglement, not the action itself. Therefore, kurvanapi, the person may act but will not become entangled. This way Krishna assures Arjuna that if you can strive for inner purity, inner mastery, then there cannot be any outer bondage that will result, even if you act in the outer world.